Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 21, Johannesburg and Rustenburg 20, eMalahleni 19 degrees. Police Minister Senzo Mchunu will release the fourth quarter crime stats today. The latest figures will detail reported crimes and outline progress made in tackling serious and violent offences. In the third quarter, there was a decline in major crimes. Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal, however, recorded the highest number of murders in the country. Now, in the run-up to the release of the latest crime stats in Tshwane, a total of 328 suspects were arrested for various criminal offences during Operation Shanela yesterday. Police spokesperson Johan van Dijk says the suspects were arrested for crimes ranging from gender-based violence, related cases, murder, attempted murder, armed robbery and rape. He says a roadblock in Kameeldrift led to the detention of 47 undocumented foreign nationals.
During the operation, 882 individuals and 434 vehicles were searched. 107 vehicles were tested to verify whether they had been stolen. Furthermore, traffic law enforcement officers issued 81 art infringement notices amounting to 47,850 rand.
To Limpopo now, where the health department says it's pursuing charges of misconduct against a medical doctor who allegedly attempted to rape a pregnant patient at the George Maseba Hospital. The incident occurred in a sonar room during an abdominal ultrasound process. The department spokesperson Neil Shikwambana says the doctor will also be subjected to a disciplinary hearing.
MSC Jeketseng Mashego says she remained committed to upholding the highest ethical standards in the public health care system, and as such, she will ensure that patients receive care in a safe and respectful environment. And any breach of this trust will be met with decisive action.
City Powers strongly condemn the growing misuse of social media by individuals spreading unverified and damaging allegations against authorised personnel and contractors. In a recent incident, a picture of an identification card of technician Cindy Makulele was distributed and circulated across WhatsApp groups. City Powers spokesperson Isaac Mangena says the accompanying message falsely accused Makulele of unlawfully disconnecting electricity and soliciting bribes.
He identified a meter that was clearly bypassed by the customer. He issued a formal cut-off notice. The tenant objected and contacted the property owner, who is abroad, and during the speakerphone conversation, the owner allegedly offered Mr. Maluleke a bribe of about 20,000 rand to basically reverse the disconnection, a bribe which Mr. Maluleke firmly rejected.
And finally, we end off with a story that's gone viral around the world. A video on social media showing a cat smuggling drugs into a prison in Costa Rica. Authorities intercepted the cat carrying 236 grams of marijuana, 68 grams of heroin, and rolling papers strapped on its back. Officials seized the drugs and turned the cat over to the country's animal health services. The use of cats as mules is part of a growing trend in prisons around the world. I'm Chanel September, more news on Afrikaans at 11.
Thank you, Sir Chanel September. Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. Excuse me. 6 minutes past 10. It's the cat story.
It is.
No, it's the cat story because it's been here since this morning, and Khada D'Souza brought it here on the Work Zone on Jacaranda FM. And sorry, my colleagues are just drilling. That's the sound you're hearing. I've got a cat joke for you. Okay, you ready?
Yes, ready.
Why was the cat sitting on the computer?
Catnapping?
Because it wanted to keep an eye on the mouse. Wait. You know that cat that was running around with all the bad stuff on it? Poor thing. What did he like to read?
No idea.
Catalogs. Wait, there's one more. What do you get when you cross a cat with a dark horse? A kitten of the night. Work Zone, Jacaranda FM.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love.